Today, I'd like to talk a little bit about humor. I'm wondering if you heard the one about the Dalai Lama and Steve Jobs and a talent management professional came to a bar in Tahiti. I haven't heard that either, but I'm sure there's an interesting ending to that. Humor is controversial. In 1991, when Mike Bardo and I surveyed all the research on what makes managers and leaders successful, one of the 67 characteristics that end up in the leadership architect or the career architect competency list was humor. We have been assaulted over the years by other professionals who say that humor is an attribute that doesn't belong as a competency for a leader. It is not a requirement. And I'd like to argue today that that's not true. I don't accept that. So I want to talk a little bit about humor. What we know from the research is that humor has personal benefit to the manager or leader that uses humor. There are benefits for others and there's a positive impact on the team, particularly in presentation and meetings and problem solving session. The research actually says that if you take two managers or two leaders and they do pretty much exactly the same thing and one of them uses humor while doing it and the other doesn't, there's at 25 to 33% increase in effectiveness for the person that uses humor while they are managing or while they're leading. The key to use humor as a tool of leadership is to use humor productively, that is, never to harm others. There's humor that hurts and humor that's funny. It's also important to learn, and this is an EQ skill, to match humor to the setting and to the audience.